Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you. And on the line today is Washington offensive guard Wes Schweitzer. Now, Wes Schweitzer is a starting guard for the Washington football team. He also started his career with the Atlanta Falcons. We're going to get into all of that in this interview. So first things first, Wes, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Always excited. As I just mentioned to you, I love getting offensive linemen on this podcast, talking about the trenches. You don't get enough credit, man, for what you do on a Sunday. So excited to get you on and chat about your journey to the NFL.
Appreciate it, man. I'm excited to be on.
All right, man. So as I do with every player interview, I like to take a trip down memory lane. All right, you were drafted by the Atlanta Falcons in the sixth round of the 2016 NFL Draft. You played your college ball at San Jose State. What were you doing when your phone rang? Were you tuned into the draft, or were you doing something else?
Well, I was watching the draft with my then-girlfriend, now wife, Shelby, and I didn't think I was going to get drafted at all. I didn't think I had a shot. I did some pre-draft workouts and pre-draft visits that I just didn't think, you know, it was going to happen for me. You know, I didn't go to any bowl, I didn't go to the Senior Bowl or the Shrine Game, or I didn't go to the Combine. So I was holding out hope, but we were watching the draft. We got a bunch of calls from different teams, and then, you know, eventually the Falcons picked me in the sixth round.
Wow, that's crazy, man. I always like to learn of these stories. So what do you remember about your first training camp with the Atlanta Falcons?
Oh, man, yeah. It's hot. It's hot in Atlanta. That's the first thing. But man, it was just an experience. It's tough. And there's something about going from college, you know, where the season's 12 weeks long. And then you come to the NFL where, you know, you got 4 weeks of preseason. And then I had 1 year where I had to do the fifth preseason game. So you got 4 weeks, then you got 16 weeks of season, then you have the playoffs. And it's just the your expectation of performance has definitely got to go up. You know, how many mistakes you got to make, you know, you got to be able to correct on the fly. You know, you make a mistake, you got to self-coach, correct. And that's a big thing coming from college to the NFL, is like, you have to change your expectation of how you have to play.
Speaking to a lot of different players, they always say that when they enter the NFL, they gravitate toward a veteran player or two that helps them come along, helps ease their transition to the NFL. Was there a specific player in Atlanta that you did the same, that you kind of learned from them and got close with that particular player?
I mean, I've got a ton of people that have made a huge impact in my career. You know, the two that come to mind right away are Alex Mack and Andy Labitre. Those guys taught me everything I know about playing guard and center. But there's guys like Chris Chester, Jake Matthews, Ryan Schrader, just some really good offensive linemen that have played a ton of games, that taught me how to be a pro, you know, how to play the game of football, that I'm very appreciative to have met and just been lucky to play with them in Atlanta.
You were named the Falcons' starting right guard to start the 2017 season and ended up starting all 16 games. How important was that year for your development?
I mean, I'm very thankful to them. They gave me a shot to start, and that's a big deal to trust the sixth round pick, with that opportunity. And I was very thankful. We went on to play two playoff games, and that was, I mean, from that point on, it helped my confidence a lot to be able to play in the NFL.
So now on to the current, Wes. You played out your rookie contract in Atlanta, and you signed with the Washington football team on March 24th. What was it about Washington that persuaded you to join their franchise?
I played against Ron Rivera and the Panthers, many times in Atlanta, and they always had a tough physical team, and they gave me the phone call and they had a great offer. I was pumped to be there, pumped to be a part of this team.
How have you enjoyed playing for Ron Rivera? We know that he's had that battle with cancer. He showed resiliency. In fact, this past week, he rung the bell for his last treatment. It seems like he's really gained the respect of his players, of the organization. What are your impressions of him?
I mean, it's unbelievable. He's been there every day, fighting through it. He's an unbelievable leader, a tough guy. And it's just, you want to play hard for somebody like that, he's going to fight through, do whatever it takes to get the job done. And super impressive. And I'm just pumped to be, being able to play for a guy like that.
Wes, what's it like to play for the Washington football team? You don't have a name yet, man, but it's a running joke. A lot of people are like, the Washington football team. We know what happened. They changed from the Redskins. Do you get any grief from your friends, your family like that for being a part of the football team?
No, I think the name's growing on people, actually. I think it's pretty unique. It's a different name, and I'm pumped to be a part of that process, to find a new one.
All right, back to the gridiron. You're coached by John Matsko, the veteran offensive line coach there in Washington. What have you learned from him thus far?
He's been coaching for a really long time. He's coached a ton of great players. He knows what works. He knows.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
He works in the NFL. He knows what works for this offense, and I've learned a ton. I'm just very thankful to be able to play under him.
You and the team are coming off a dominant ground attack against the Dallas Cowboys, a divisional opponent where you and the O-line paved the way for 208 rush yards with a 5.3 yards per carry average. What went into that dominant performance?
I mean, we had a great week of practice. We really made an emphasis on trying to run the football. If you can run for more than 200, it's a pretty good day. So, we're just looking to repeat that next week when we get back to playing.
How did that division win provide positive energy for the team? You're on your bye week right now. You're getting ready for the second half of the season. And that considering the NFC East right now, Wes, it's up for grabs, man. That division title and a playoff spot, it's there for the taking. So how did that win rejuvenate your squad and get you all fired up for the rest of the season?
I mean, we're just taking it one day at a time, one game at a time, and we're just trying to have the best day of practice, have a great week of practice and play a great game. So we're just taking it one week at a time, and we'll see where we end up at the end.
Playing offensive line in the NFL is not an easy task for multiple reasons. Wear and tear, consistency, you have to be productive, which you have been, Wes. You're now in your fifth NFL season as a sixth-round pick, which is really remarkable. How do you view your journey at this point in your professional career?
Oh, man, it's been a battle for sure. You know, late-round picks or undrafted guys, you know, you have to fight every day to prove that you're on the team, that you can make it. You know, even though I had to, you know, I was lucky to start 2017. I didn't start the season as a starter in 2018. And you just, when your numbers call, you got to be ready to play. You know, so I've done right guard, I've done left guard. I've had to play center a little bit in the game. I've had to start at right guard, move to left guard, you know, mid game, you know, and once you start playing those games and gone through the stress of it, the, you know, the fight of having to play through a full game, it really builds your confidence. And, you know, I think I can go through anything at this point.
Wes, what is your favorite running play to execute as an offensive line? I'm always curious to ask this question. Is it a trap? Is it a counter? What's that one play that's called in the huddle and you're ready to get at it?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm ready to play anything. I always love running some good outside zone plays. I love a good power pool. You know, I'm just excited to play football.
Now, how about the story of Alex Smith, man? That's another incredible story where this guy came back from a gruesome leg injury. I'm sure that you're still getting to know him since it's your first year there in Washington, but he comes back, takes a snap on the field. He is just a big role model for all those players and people that are working themselves back from an injury, and he has provided so much hope for all of them. So what has he meant to this team?
Just a unbelievable guy, unbelievable story. You know, I've only got, you know, like you said, I've only known him for a short time, but super inspirational. You know, he's a smart guy. He's a hard worker. He's out there early every day and he's making progress like every week. You know, he's running great. You know, he's throwing the ball great. Like that, it's a really impressive story and I'm lucky to be a part of it.
Now, you also have to face that daunting defensive front in practice that you have there in Washington. Chase Young, Daron Payne, Jonathan Allen, Ryan Kerrigan. I mean, you guys are loaded on the defensive side. So going up against them throughout the week in practice, how does that help benefit you and that offensive line?
When you get to practice against those type of players every day, you really have to raise your standard of play. And so by us trying to play well, you know, hopefully that makes them play better, and it hopefully shows up on Sundays.
Wes, let's talk about the diet of an NFL offensive guard. I am always interested to hear about what you all consume on a daily basis to keep your body running hot during the season. So what do you take in on a day-to-day basis to keep your energy levels high?
Well, I'm probably pushing close to, you know, 4,000, 5,000 calories a day. I'm trying to shoot for 20 grams of protein every 2 hours. You know, I came into the league at about 300, and right now I'm sitting around 330. You know, so every year I put on about 5 pounds, and that's just consistent diet and weight training, you know, year in, year out. But, man, it's a struggle for sure, but, it, you know, it comes with the job.
I bet you, man. I always like to ask that question because you know what? It takes an immense amount of discipline for you, and that's why I admire and respect a player such as yourself, Wes, because you came in as an underdog, sixth-round pick. You've made it thus far, and you've been starting as well. So keep up the great work there. But as we close out this interview, Wes, what would be your message to the Washington football team fan base as you get ready to get back on the field a week from this coming Sunday?
Hey, you know, just we're playing our ass off. You know, we're trying our best, and we're gonna put this thing together, and we're gonna win a bunch of games coming up this second half.
Well, you heard it from Wes Schweitzer. He's fired up. He's ready to get going, man. And I enjoyed you coming on the podcast for an interview this day. I know, again, you're bye week, but I appreciate your time, brother. And God bless you and your family, and the best of luck as you finish out this 2020 campaign.
Thanks so much, man. Thanks for having me on. I had a great time, and I appreciate your time.
All right, brother. Blessings.
Thank you so much.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.